Hey, what's up, Clayton? I tried
calling
you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had missed the call, man. I'm literally on a call. How's it going?
No worries. So, yeah, I was checking it out, checked out the website yesterday. I also checked that out this morning just to see if it changed my mind, but I'm not interested in transferring my information over to a new website. I already have everything set up. I already have Square.
No, remember I told you yesterday that you don't have to transfer any of your info. You don't have to transfer the domain name. I told you that you could just get the website set up, try it out for a couple of months. There's no long-term commitment. Like I said, we don't. The only startup cost that we have is $30, and then you can use it for a couple of months. If you feel like it's beneficial to you and your company, then you can transfer things over, or you don't necessarily have to. You can just keep using it as you go. Or like I said, I was just basically saying, just give us a shot, and I think that we'll be able to actually earn your business.
My only question for that is, so technically, if I don't transfer my website over, I'll have two separate websites, correct?
Yeah, you'll have two separate websites, but your domain name will stay on your actual website, and we will not host the website for you, so there won't be any host charge. It's just to be $30 per month, but you would be able to. It won't interfere with your actual website that you're using now, and you could actually track all of the bookings, any invoices, all on your website as well too.
Interesting. Okay. So I'll have two different websites, two different domains,
You won't necessarily have a different domain. It'll be just the domain. Let me text you an example of one of the websites that we've created that they chose to keep their other domain name. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Let me show you what it looks like. Hold on. Show you here. Okay. Gonna go ahead and text that over to you. This is a company that we built the website for, so the website's completed. They're actually now they want to transfer over the domain name, but this is how it was before. So it's your company name and then @simplia.com. Like I said, that's something that you can keep temporarily until if you decide that, we've earned your business and you want to move everything over, then you'll be able to move everything over. But it's entirely up to you. There is no you don't have to whatsoever.
Got you. Let me see. It's still loading at the moment.
Yeah, no problem. And actually, the fact that you already have a website would make it so much easier for me, because if all that content on your website is updated, I really don't need much information from you. I can actually just visit your old website and get all the details on my own.
Okay, got you. So you said it's about $30 just to give it a try, see if it works.
Yeah. Like I said, you can give it a try. And we're actually, our marketplace is not going to open until July. So if you are willing to pay the startup cost now, there won't be any recurring fee until, I would say, after July, which is August. So, it's not actually a recurring charge. After July is up, I'll give you a call, say, hey, Fernando, do you want to give it a try again? And, if you give us the blessing, then, we charge another $30. But if not, then, you go your way, we go our way. But we could still also work with you with actually providing leads in the marketplace still. So.
Okay. And my other question is, I'm not sure if you guys can share this. How many customers in the it's two questions. How many customers in the repair industry that I'm in are you guys working with in the Southern California section, and how many lead customers do you guys get on a daily basis, like in general?
Okay, so our leads, well, we service the entire California, so anywhere from all the way from Northern California all the way to Southern California. That includes Orange County, LA County, Riverside, San Bernardino. At the moment, we have over 2 million customers in our database that we will start a new marketing campaign, and we generate leads that, you know, to put an actual number standpoint, it's kind of hard, but if we, you know, we get leads for the type of services you offer, because we don't, our marketplace is not designed just for IT, computer repair, phone repair. It's for any services, whether that be a home service or any other service that someone is providing. So what we do is intern, let's just say hypothetically speaking, someone comes to our marketplace and buys a battery for their phone, or they, you know, they want a battery for their phone. They obviously have a phone. So someone in the Orange County area, we would market your company to them, and, you know, there's a higher likely chance that they might click on your on your company, and, you know, ask you for a specific service, whether that's, you know, repairing a phone case or a screen, or, you know, getting their laptop data removed, you know. So it's just, it's like, it's a smart system. So, you know, based on our users and what they're using, we market companies to them that would, you know, be beneficial to them.
Got you. And then my other question is, since it seems like you have multiple repair businesses, do you guys have, like, any of the pay to be the first top person to be marketed, like Yelp?
We're going to eventually get to that. But for right now, since, like I said, we're just opening up our marketplace, we're going to, you know, with the users that we have that are paying, they're obviously going to be at the top of the list. We have to take care of you guys before we take care of other people. I mean, like I said, we have millions of other companies in our directory, but it's like Yelp, you know. You're on there, but, you know, you haven't claimed your business. You know, you haven't gotten your business site set up. So obviously, we're going to promote the people that have already claimed their business and also have, you know, business sites set up.
Gotcha. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. At some point you will have competition, but right now you're going to be one of our main guys in the Orange County area. If someone is looking for your services, we're going to obviously market your company before we market any other unclaimed businesses on our platform.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, if it's, like you said, if it's $30, it's just flat $30 to start it up at the moment, I have no issues with that.
Okay, no problem. And like I said, all we need is a debit or a credit card to charge that first $30 payment. Do you know what kind of card you want to use now?
Yeah, I do have my business card. One second.
Okay, no problem.
And then, do you have an idea of, in the future, will it still remain this $30, or do you think it may go up higher?
You know what? That's kind of hard to tell. But one thing I will tell you, Fernando, you've been one of our friends for a long time. And if we told you that it's going to be $30, I mean, we'll honor that at least for an entire year.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Let me know when you're ready for the card.
Okay. Give me one second. All right. I'm ready when you are.
It'll be 4427.
No, what's the – I'm sorry. What's the – What kind of card is it?
It's a debit.
Debit, is it a Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
Visa, let's see here. And the name, as it appears on the card, Dr. Gizmo?
What was that again? You were cutting off.
The name as it appears on the card.
It would be Gizmo Technologies.
Gizmo Technologies, hold on. Gizmo Technologies. Okay, and the card number, whenever you're ready?
It'll be 4427.
Okay.
4270.
4270.
6837.
6837.
3184.
3184.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's the expiration?
0526.
0526, and the CVV code?
120.
120?
Correct.
Okay, and the last thing I need from you is the billing address?
It would be 16485.
Okay.
Laguna, L-A-G-U-N-A.
Okay.
Canyon, C-A-N-Y-O-N, Road.
Okay.
Suite 120.
Suite 120.
Irvine, California.
Irvine.
And then I believe the zip code is 92618.
92618. All right, perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah, so this is what I'm going to do. I am going to go to, I'm going to visit your old website. Now, as far as the color scheme, do you want that same type of color scheme? Or do you want something different? I can make a carbon copy of what you have already and, like, try to, like, you know, add our feel to it. We have some pretty decent developers and programmers. And, you know, we could add some additional features, but to make it stand out or maybe pop more, it's entirely up to you.
Yeah, I mean, I have the basic information, what I want it to have, like the repairs and everything. It's kind of like, once you visit the website, you'll see what I mean.
I've been there. I've actually been to your website a couple of times.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you see how it is, how I have the iPad, the iPhone, the Samsung, everything already set up, and you click on the deluxe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like for that to still be there. Like when you click at the menu bar, you see iPhone repair, iPad repair, so on and so forth. That I would like to keep. It's just if you can change the color just to make it look a little bit more attractive, a little bit more appealing.
Is there a specific color scheme you want to go with? Is there a specific color scheme you want to go with?
No, I don't have a specific color scheme. As long as it's captivating to you, like once you click on it, it's the first thing you see as bringing you in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you have a company logo?
Yes, I do. It's white and black.
And that's on the website, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, no problem. So what I'll do is let me visit the site. I'm going to find a template. We actually have a really nice template for painting. It kind of like goes with your website that you already have, but it kind of like it kind of gives like a stronger feel, kind of pops out at you as soon as you load the screen, and I'm going to use that template, and then I will gather all the information. If you give me, today is Tuesday, I may be able to have the first draft completed by Friday, but if not, Monday at the latest. What I'll do is I will touch bases with you on Friday, actually, no, Thursday, to let you know if they will have it ready by Friday, or if not, we can plan and schedule a meeting for you next Monday.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. So, like I said,
perfect.
Yeah. So, like I said, the card we're only going to charge $30 now. As soon as the marketplace opens up, starting July, we'll go from there, and that's when the thirty day will start. After that,
okay.
I will approach you again, and then you know find out. Hey, do you want to try another month, and then we'll go from there and so forth.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you,
Fernando. Thank you so much, Fernando, for giving us a chance, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, awesome. You have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Yep.